step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate it very much. My name is Dan Ray, host of Nightside here every Monday through Friday night. And I am here right through December 22nd, which I'll mention in a moment because I have a reason for mentioning that. I'd like to remind you that Rob Brooks, the producer of Nightside, is back in the control room, set to take your telephone calls as they roll in over the evening, a variety of topics that we have selected for conversation tonight. And I think some night this week I might give you an open line opportunity, because a lot of times people say, why can't you do this topic? Why can't you do that topic? And we try to pick topics that have some general relevance that a lot of people can respond to. There are very important subjects, though, that are sort of micro as opposed to macro topics. And maybe by doing an open lines later this week, and I promise you I will on some night, and we might do open lines for a couple of hours on one or more nights. Who knows? I don't know. We'll have to see how the week unravels. What I can promise you is that I will take you tonight, if you keep your radio tuned to WBZ, by time I get off the air, we'll be within about 2 minutes of the month of December, which to me is astonishing. It's astonishing always when you turn around and it's November 30th and you say, where has the year gone, number one? But where has the month of November gone? I mean, it just seemed like yesterday we were getting the results in from the Virginia and New Jersey gubernatorial races and all the speculation about the election of 22 is now a year away. Well, it's 11 months away. It will be December tomorrow, less than a month before Christmas. For those of you celebrating Hanukkah this week, happy Hanukkah to all, and I hope you find a lot of joy in the Festival of Lights, of course, the lights are so important at this, the darkest time of year. It's so depressing at 4:30 in the afternoon, and you look out the window and you realize, my God, where's the sun gone? It's only 4:30. Well, anyway, I digress. The reason I mentioned December 22nd is I would like to again mention, we had a tremendous response last night. As I think most of you who are regular Nightside listeners realize, I like to end what I call my broadcast year, meaning my last year, my last night on the air. This year, as of December 22nd, I leave some vacation time for the Christmas week and the days approaching Christmas. It's what I've done in my entire career. So I will have my last show. Jordan will be here and Morgan will be here, get you through Christmas week and right to the New Year's, and I'll be back. But my last show for 2021 will be on December 22nd. And about 9 years ago, my daughter suggested, and she was still a college student at the time, if I recall correctly, and I think she was, suggested that we do a program that allowed charities to come on in those last hour or two of my broadcast year and talk about their charities. So we have done what we have characterized as the Nightside Charity Combine. I sort of have stole that line from the NFL Combine. You know, that generally happens in April when all of the football players, the college, the potential high draft choices gather in Indianapolis, and the coaches and the scouts put the players through their paces, and they see how fast they can run, how high they can jump, how far they can throw the football with accuracy, etc. So this is similar, but what this is, it's all positive. If you are involved in a charity, or if there's someone in your family, in your circle of friends or relatives or neighbors who are involved in a charity, and there are so many great charities out there, we invite you to send me an email. Now, you got to do it kind of quickly because the spots are already filling up. We're almost half full. We only have about 20 or 22 spots. We will basically give you or any representative, legitimate representative of a legitimate charity. We like them to be 501c3s, but they don't have to be. If they're a legitimate charity, which you can prove to me actually does some good for some group of people, we'll give you 3 or 4 minutes of free publicity. I'll interview you on air, you or whoever you want to suggest this to. And what we do is we walk through your charity. We identify the charity, how people can get in touch with you, what cause do you serve or what group of people do you serve and does your charity serve, and what do you need? Do you need more funding? Do you need more volunteers? It gives you an opportunity to give people your website, a phone number, or whatever, and generate some interest and some publicity for your charity. It's my way of giving back, as simple as that. And I hope that all of you take advantage. We've done this now for 8 years. This will be our 9th broadcast. We do 2 hours. If we get enough charities, and we have almost enough charities for 1 hour right now, you get 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 5 if you're lucky. And you just will, we will take your phone number. You send me the name of the charity, your name, and your phone number. I'll give you the email address in a moment. And tell us, just give me a little line as to what you do. You know, we care for, we have socks for home, we collect socks for homeless people, or whatever. It doesn't matter. Every charity, as far as I'm concerned, is a good charity, as long as they are actually doing good for other people and not doing good for themselves, if you get my drift. So, you send me an email with your name, a daytime phone number, and we will reach out to you in the next couple of weeks, and we will schedule you for an interview on air on the night of December 22nd. It will be between 10 and midnight. We do sort of, we will tell you in advance, we're going to call you at about 10:15 or at about 10:20 or at about 10:40. Now, you got to give us a minute or two, in a couple of minutes in either direction, so don't panic, but we'll get it all in. We've done this before. We know how to run the program. And you're in the comfort of your own home, or you're in the comfort of wherever you want to be, as long as you have a telephone and you have a quiet room in which we can interview you. It's as simple as that. You will be a guest for 3 or 4 minutes on Nightside. So my email, Dan Ray, D-A-N-R-E-A, real simple, R-E-A, not R-A-Y. R-E-A, the first three letters of the word reason. R-E-A, because I am the voice of reason. Dan Ray, D-A-N-R-E-A, at iHeartMedia.com. Not iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia. So 11 letters, lowercase, iHeartMedia.com. Simple as that. If you've missed it and you want to call Rob, Rob will dictate it to you. Over the phone. What are we going to talk about tonight? We are going to talk in this first hour, at least, about the possibility that has now been raised by the governor of Massachusetts of vaccine passports. Now, you know, it's creepy in the sense, it's creepy, it bothers me a little bit, but it's also kind of creeping. It's like last spring, Governor Baker said, he had no interest in vaccine passports. He said, I want to vaccinate people. Let's get people vaccinated. I think having a conversation about creating a barrier before people have even had the opportunity to be eligible to be vaccinated, let's focus on getting people vaccinated. What happens here is the message gets skewed. So he did a radio interview yesterday. It was in all the newspapers this morning. The Herald had a front, or the Herald front page story on it. And the idea is all of us who've been vaccinated got these vaccine cards. Now, I guess there are counterfeit cards going around, but fact of the matter is that I have my vaccine card. I hope you have your vaccine card. I'm not thrilled about a vaccine passport. I'm really not. Now, I don't quite understand how they'll do it. It will take some technical expertise, which I'm sure will challenge me, and it might challenge you. Or maybe it won't. Or maybe we'll find someone who will give us some experience. If you've had an experience in another state, they've had vaccine passports in New York, I guess. So, look, if a restaurant doesn't want me in unless I can prove I'm vaccinated, I'm okay with that. But I want to show you my vaccine card, which says who I am. I'll show you a matching ID. I think we have all we need. We don't need to complicate this anymore. Once again, confusion reigns, as far as I'm concerned. Too much confusion, too many options. Let's keep it simple, stupid. Right now, we're seeing more deaths, we're seeing more hospitalizations, and we're seeing more new cases. And a few months ago, we were very proud. We're doing well here in Massachusetts. Now, we were pointing fingers at Florida. Now, it's not so funny. Now, Florida and Texas, they're doing great. And we're not doing well. I was going to use a different word, but I'll just say we're not doing well. So I'd love to know your reaction to the governor even floating this idea. I think it just causes confusion. We'll talk about that. We'll also get back to our topic that we talked about last night, which, and when I reflected on it, I thought to myself, it's crazy that any ATV vehicles, all-terrain vehicles, are being allowed on the roads of Massachusetts. And then we will also delve into what will be the next big case trial that we're going to be talking about a week or 2 weeks from now. It's not the Jesse Smollett case. It's not even the Epstein case, the Maxwell case out of New York. No, it's the case of a police officer in Minnesota, a female police officer, a white female police officer named Kim Potter, who mistakenly shot to death a young man named Dante Wright. It was a traffic stop, and she thought she was reaching for her taser, and she actually had taken her gun and yelled, "Taser, taser, taser," and then shot the guy. We're going to be talking with a law professor. That trial is about to get underway. Jury selection is already underway. Going to talk with Professor Mark Osler of St. Thomas University Law School in Minnesota. Great guest, great subject. We'll get to that at 10 o'clock tonight. For now, 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Do you welcome vaccine passports, or are you, like me, pretty skeptical? I tend to go along with most things that I think are reasonable, but vaccine passports, I've got a little bit of a problem. Maybe you can convince me they're going to make life easier. I don't think so, but try. And if you had vaccine passport and experience in another state, 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Ladies line is 617-931-1030. We'll get it rolling right after this quick break.
You're on Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's news radio.
Okay, we'll go to the phones and see what people think. Again, I remember hearing about vaccine passports last spring, and people kind of said, nah, don't worry about it. Well, let's start it off. Let's go to Michigan. Glenn is in Michigan. Glenn, you're going to start us off tonight. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being the first caller. Go right ahead, Glenn.
Thanks, Dan. A couple hours ago, I was listening to WBZ because I like to listen to you guys at night to hear what's going on in my ex-home state.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
and I heard about the governor talking about that very thing, about giving like an app or something on your phone where, we're not going to create a registry, or we're not going to, keep track of who you are or anything. And that reminded me of, this will give me an idea how old I am. On my Social Security card, it says not to be used for identification purposes.
Yeah. I have one of those too. Yeah.
What happened to that?
Well, when I used the word creepy, what I meant was really creeping. You know, someone's creepy, you don't want to be near
exactly.
them. But it's like the government, once they start with something, then it kind of, well, we're just going to do the app, which will help make life easier for you. And then a few months later, well, we now have to enforce the app. So if you want to go into a public building, a federal building, I thought that we had the ID cards, the driver's licenses. I remember standing in line 2-3 years ago before the pandemic, you're going to get that special federal ID stamp on the card. So
right.
you remember, you wouldn't be able to get on airplanes without it. You wouldn't be able to go
right.
to fed- It just, it's creeping. It moves along. And then someone will say, well, exactly. You know, now you have to have that vaccination card. Oh, even though COVID is not nearly the problem that it was 5 or 10 years ago, but we want you to have that vaccination card. And as a matter of fact, you're going to have that app. So when you get your regular flu vaccination in 2028, that'll be on there too. So you'll have a nice, easy to access medical record. But guess who else can access that medical record?
Right.
The government.
So, you know,
insurance
that's
companies.
My concern. It's the same thing as they did with the Social Security card, which now, in effect, is your form of identification.
Yeah. Without your Social Security card, you're in big trouble in this country. Although, I guess there are so many people who have stolen and assumed identities, it didn't quite work. Let me ask you this, Glenn. Yeah. I've been vaccinated. I've had my booster shot. Are you in that same category, or have you declined?
I am double vaccinated
with
Pfizer, but the second vaccination, I was so sick. I mean, I was violently ill.
Mm.
So I'm considering the booster. I work in healthcare, and I'm exposed to COVID from time to time. But with a new variant, I'm like, I don't know how good these vaccinations are going to be, if it's worth getting the booster or if it's worth waiting until they have a different booster
here's the deal.
More effective against...
Glenn, here's the deal on the new variants, okay? You saw the stock market took a huge hit on Friday, bounced back a little bit yesterday, and took another big hit. Any rebound gains yesterday wiped out. This is a South African doctor. Okay, I'm going to have Rob play a cut for me here. This is a South African doctor, you know, where this new variant has been discovered, Omicron. This is the South African doctor. Listen to what she says. Cut 21, please, Rob.
I think you already have it there in your country. You're not even knowing it. And I would say, yes, at this stage, I would say definitely. 2 weeks from now on, maybe we will say something different.
Yeah, now again, South African accent. She's basically was responding to the question of, are we unnecessarily panicking the U.S. and the U.K.? And she said, yes, definitely. Another doctor, Dr. Angelique Cotiz, said, there's no reason for panic because the symptoms are very mild and no one is severely ill.
Let's hope that's the case.
Well, I hope it's the case too. But if all the news reports you read today, and certainly the statements from the White House, you'd think that Armageddon is on its way.
The world is bummed, right? You know what the vote says: wear your mask.
Well, you got to remember when you criticize Dr. Fauci, my friend, you're criticizing science, because
he is science.
He is science. And if you don't believe me on that one, Glenn, Rob, would you play cut 27 for someone who doesn't believe Glenn and me? Cut 27.
All I want to do is save people's lives. And, I mean, anybody who's looking at this carefully realizes that there's a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science. That's dangerous. To me, that's more dangerous than the slings and the arrows that get thrown at me. And if you damage science, you are doing something very detrimental to society long after I leave.
To interpret what he's saying is, if you criticize me, that's detrimental to society. Pretty clever. I thought science was always
autocratic to me.
Well, I just thought it was always, you're supposed to question and question and question. I mean, there's some things we know. The sun's always rising in the east.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
It used to be flat, too.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks, Glenn. We'll talk soon, man. Right? Keep calling. Love to hear from you more often. Thanks. Good night. Take a very quick break here on Nightside, and we will get back to the question at hand, which really is the vaccine passports. Are we complicating it unnecessarily? We're looking here in Massachusetts, and I'll tell you, the Massachusetts numbers are not good. They are not good. Today, I think it was reported that yesterday, these are all these statistics based on 24 hours, 31 more people died in Massachusetts, 31 new deaths, 2,915 new cases. There's over 850,000 people in Massachusetts who have had COVID. That's a lot of people. We're a state of only about 7 billion, so we're talking there about a little over 10% of the state have contracted COVID. I think we don't. Let's worry about getting the disease under control as to worry about vaccine passports. I don't know. Maybe I don't get it. And maybe you can tell me that I'm absolutely wrong, and I'll be more than happy to listen to your argument. Coming back on Nightside.
You're on Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's news radio.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Patricia in Arlington. Patricia, you are next on Nightside. Go right ahead, Patricia.
Hi,
Patricia.
I just wanted to say that I'm, electronically challenged.
A lot of us are.
And so I have this basic phone that does phone calls and texting only.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying Governor Baker ought to take everybody into consideration, because I don't have a smartphone and I wouldn't be able to put a passport on the phone.
Great point. Remember last year January and February, when Massachusetts was rolling out the first vaccination shots, if you remember,
right.
It was a disaster. It was
right.
a disaster.
Was.
People had to wait on the phone for days. And
yep.
Sometimes it would say you had 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden it would say you have 3,000 minutes. I mean, it was insane.
Right.
And one of the things they should have done back then was establish telephone banks, so that people over the age of whatever, 85, or the people who had to get their vaccine first, they didn't think about people who were not electronically self-sufficient. And,
right.
And the point you raise is such a great point, Patricia. It really is.
Thank you.
And I think you speak for a lot of people beyond yourself, okay? And
right.
And they're overcomplicating it, I think. And they're
I think
scaring
so too.
And they're sending mixed.
I have the card.
Yeah, me too. I have
you
my
know,
card.
That should be proof enough.
I think it should be. And if there are people out there who are breaking the law and are buying or using phony cards and they're caught, let them deal with it. It's like saying we're going to get rid of using U.S. currency because there are people out there counterfeiting U.S. currency. That's not
right.
The answer. The answer is to prosecute
no,
the people
not.
who are using counterfeit currency or counterfeit vaccination cards.
Right.
Have you called the show before, Patricia? Is this your
I
first
have.
Call? You have.
I've called before.
Well, I want you to keep calling, because I really appreciate it hearing from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good
Thank
night,
you.
Dan.
Great points. Good night. Let's go to Suzanne in Newton. Suzanne, I'm not sure if you're electronically challenged or not. I'll be interested in what you think about this.
I am on my old lady's jitterbug phone. You cannot download my app. But I'm just have a word with you. My facility was just fine until the super spreader events and this, that, and the other. But the good news is, my 83rd birthday, December 4th, is on Saturday.
Wow.
And two friends are taking me out to an Italian restaurant for lunch.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a great time.
Well, and I called the ever gracious Jordan Rich last week. He was on with a lady about the 500-calorie Thanksgiving dinner, And I said, it sounds a little labor intensive, like macrobiotics, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your birthday. And I think you're going to have a great time. There's a wonderful Italian restaurant not far from, I think, where you live in Newton, which is, of course.
That's right.
I don't know if that's the one you're going to.
Probably.
That's Davio.
There's some Chinese restaurants over there, too, but their cooking oil doesn't smell good.
Yeah. All right. So what?
Anyway,
so vaccine. So you're not. You are not down, as we would say. As us young people would say, Suzanne, you are not down with vaccine passports.
Well, I don't. And, you know, I have been to Martha's Vineyard, but I have never been to Nantucket.
Well, some night we're going to talk about that, but not tonight. Suzanne, I got to let you go. We'll talk soon, okay? I got to keep you on top.
Thanks so much, Dan. Yeah, I appreciate you soon.
Happy birthday in advance. Happy birthday. Next up, Brad in Beverly. Brad, you're next on Nightside. Vaccine passports, good idea, bad idea, Brad? What do you think?
Thank you for having me on, Dan.
Sure.
Pleasure to be engaged in a conversation like this with you.
Thank you.
I think vaccine passports are a terrible idea, and I'm not sure to what end Governor Baker thinks that they're going to serve.
Yeah.
We've got over 71% of our population in Massachusetts is fully vaccinated, and over 85% of our population has at least one of their vaccines. And yet, when you look at the numbers, we're seeing that 49% of the cases of COVID right now are in vaccinated individuals.
Breakthrough cases, you're right, yeah.
And between 33 and 38% of the people whose COVID is serious enough that they're ending up in hospitals. So those are huge percentages, right? 33 to 38%
they're frightening.
Of people...
they're huge, and they're frightening.
The vaccine is not working in the effective way that we've been told that it is. And putting in a further coercive measures to up the amount of people who've been vaccinated is not the way that we're going to solve this problem. The way that we're going to solve this problem is by spending much more money and energy developing good early treatments. And we know that there are a lot of early treatments that can be used really effectively right now, and we're turning a blind eye to them, and we're putting our energy and focus into something that isn't going to impact the rate of COVID in the state of Massachusetts.
Well, you have opened up a line of conversation which I think is fascinating. I mean, I am not an expert in this area, but friends of mine who I think know more about it than I do have talked about ivermectin. As a drug that is relatively inexpensive. Are you familiar with ivermectin? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
It's ivermectin.
Yep,
and
ivermectin. Okay.
And it is a great antimicrobial and antiviral. It's having a tremendous impact when used appropriately.
And appropriately means that early on, if I'm not mistaken, before you get to the hospital.
Right, yep. What we need to focus on is early treatments. Like, we know that nitric oxide is extremely effective at getting rid of COVID. We know that you can do povidone iodine. We know that you can even just gargle scope. We know that you can use all sorts of different tools and techniques in the early treatment of COVID.
So then, okay, I mean, here's my question. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, so bear with me. You sound like You know quite a bit about this. Is you do not have to identify who you are, what you do, or where you work. I'm just asking a general question. Have you learned this from your own, you know, occupational experience, or is this something that you're reading in websites?
No, this is something that I have been, over the course of 26 years, involved with working with kids who have unfortunately been injured by vaccines. So there's about 2 to 3% of the population who we consider a vulnerable subpopulation. These are kids who, for whatever reasons, are, and not just kids, I shouldn't say it's just kids, because it's adults, it's people of all ages, as we're seeing with COVID reactions.
So here's my question.
That there's a vulnerable, and so I've been working with that population for 26 years.
Okay. Do you want to describe to me more with any more specificity as to, you know, did you have an experience in your family? If you don't have to go any further, I'm asking you, I'm inviting you to tell me if you were in the legal field, if you're in the medical field, or if you want to leave it there, that's fine. I just would love to know, because
I'm in the holistic kind of alternative medicine field.
Fair enough. Okay, good.
I had difficulties as a child on my own.
Okay.
They were enhanced by some vaccine injury. Fortunately, I was able to recover. And for the last 25, 26 years, I've been able to take those experiences that I had as a child to help families around the country.
Excellent. Excellent. And so my question is this, and I'm up on my break, so I've got to let you go, but at some point may want to have you on and discuss this further. Why do you think there has been such an aggressive pushback against some of these alternative, off-label uses? I mean, this goes back to, remember talking about hydroxychloroquine back a year and a half ago.
Which is fantastic if used with zinc, right?
Well,
but
yeah,
not, I mean, on its own.
So my question is, who's pushing this? I mean, because obviously there has to be a financial element here. Mm-hmm. Someone's making more money.
Well, we know who's making a lot more money. That is a rhetorical question.
It's not a rhetorical question. It's a question I'm asking you.
Well, so if you think about how much money we have invested in the development and the rollout of these vaccines, you know, we have invested huge amounts of money.
Sure. Billions.
And billions, billions and billions. But I think what's even more relevant than that is, if we accept that this vaccine is not performing as we have been sold, then that is going to cause an enormous amount of the population to question not only this vaccine, but to question a lot of the vaccines. The schedule has grown from when I was growing up, I got, I think, 8 shots total.
Yeah.
At this point in 2021, kids are getting 72 shots of 17 or 18 different vaccines. We have a really bloated vaccine schedule.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm not trying to cut you off, but
yeah.
I'm 4 minutes past my break. You've thrown a lot of ideas out there. I'm not an expert in this area. I tend to be a believer in vaccines. I'm a guy that gets my flu vaccine every year because it's worked for me. My kids in schools, they took their vaccines. I will get to some of those more broader subjects. If you want to send me an email with your name and address, I might be more than willing to try to learn a bit more from you. I don't want to in any way change the conversation right now, but my email, Rob will be more than happy to give it to you, and I can be in contact with you off air, and maybe you can give me some guidance. Okay.
I would be interested in doing that, Dan. Very
okay.
much.
Hang on, Rob will give you my direct email, and you give me a daytime phone number, and we'll talk. Okay. But for now, I got to take a break. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. And the ladies' line is 617-931-1030. I would like to carry this over into the next hour and talk about the idea of vaccine passports. No, Rob, our guest is at 10. Rob, okay, 10 o'clock. No problem. Thank you for the attempt. We have a guest at 10 o'clock. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Ladies line, 617-931-1030. Vaccine passports. Good idea. Do you think they will make your life simpler, or do you think they'll make your life more complicated? Coming back on Nightside.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
So vaccine passports. Good idea, bad idea. Joe in Belmont. Joe, next on Nightside. How are you, sir?
Good. Dan, I think Big Brother is taking away our privacy rights, and slowly but surely we're moving to the mark of the beast in Armageddon. It'll happen maybe in 10 or 40 or 80 years. What do you think?
You're a much more of an expert in that stuff, Joe, because I know you're much more biblically based than I am. So I wouldn't even dare offer a conjecture on that, to be honest with you. I hope it doesn't happen, but I'm not happy with the idea of vaccine passports. Now, maybe someone will call and say, hey, they really simplify your life. But I'm also concerned about older folks like Patricia and Suzanne who called, who don't have these smartphones. I don't know if you have a smartphone or not, but if you don't have a smartphone, what good is a vaccine passport?
Right. I'd just be interested in what your callers next hours have to say about moving slowly from our constitutional rights, getting
okay.
here quicker and
you know,
quicker.
Joe, that's a great question. Let's see if people respond. I got to get two more in here before the end of the hour. But I appreciate you as calling as always, and hang in there, my friend, okay?
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great one. Let's go to Alex in Millis. Alex, want to get you and Sandy from West Roxbury in. Go ahead, Alex.
Oh, hi, Dan. Well, my dad's got a flip phone. He's 95 years old,
yeah.
And he doesn't believe in an iPhone. So maybe to satisfy, you know, both you know, age groups, they should have people over a certain age, exempt from that. And, you know, the other...
Well, the question is would be this, if let's assume, Alex, they said, if you get a vaccine passport, you're good to go anywhere you want. You know, if a restaurant, you know, if all of a sudden they say to the restaurants, "Well, require once they give us the access to vaccine passports," and some people like your dad or Suzanne, whatever, doesn't take the advantage of that, then the restaurants can say, "Hey, you want to come in? You got to show your vaccine passport."
How about showing the actual card that he has?
Well, I don't know. I would hope that they would have that accommodation. That's what I'm concerned about. It's like a slippery slope is what Joe just said. All of a sudden they say, well, we're going to try them. And then they say, oh, we've done it so well. Now everybody has to have them. And you're somebody like your dad. You want to take your dad to dinner.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I just want to say I'm so happy that they're using the Greek alphabet. Everybody's going to know the Greek alphabet, you know, because of COVID.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that they didn't they eliminate one of the letters? XI.
The letter pi in Greek is pronounced like, you know, which it's actually pronounced P.
Yeah.
So it's not politically correct. So
yeah, I understand that. All right. Thanks, Alex. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you. Have a great one. Let me go to Sandy in West Roxbury. Sandy, next on Nightside. Go right ahead. Going to get you in here before the break.
Well, I just want to say I agree totally with the people who say that they don't have iPhones. I don't have one, and I have no intentions of getting one.
Yeah.
I don't want it. It's an extra expense, which right now is going to more heat. You know, the money that I'm paying. My heat went up 40%, gas prices.
Yes.
And so I think it's crazy that they expect people, I mean, if you have one, great. But if you don't have one, to get one just for that is not fair.
Well, they need to think this through. And I don't know that the governor, I mean, in April, the governor was saying, no way. Now he's saying way. You know, which is
well,
it,
you
governor?
Know, I called the governor this afternoon. I called at 1:00. They said if I gave my number, you know, it was a menu, they'd call me back in the order I was received.
Yeah.
I got a call back 4:45.
Right.
For 4.5 hours.
Well, at least you got a call back. I got to tell you.
But then the person I talked to said, well, you dialed the wrong person. You have to call somebody else. I'm just saying that you know, you call 311 and Boston, and within 2 minutes, it's within 30 seconds, you have a human voice.
Yeah. Well, 311, that's some sort of more of an emergency number, is it not?
No. It's for anything.
For anything. Oh, well, let's hope that that the new mayor keeps that 311 operating well and effectively.
Yeah,
I got to let you go run here because I'm up on my break, but we've heard your vote loud and clear. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. Go and take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue into the next hour. Are you down with vaccine passports? Frankly, I'm not. But I'd love to hear from you if you think it's a great idea. Coming back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.